mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, seventh day of September 2004. We'll get more into the big Zogby poll last week. Half of the people in New York believe the government was involved in 9/11. 60+% believe they had prior knowledge. 56% of conservatives think that. This is Zogby. We'll get into that. We'll get into my experiences in New York in a chronological day-by-day order. We'll get into the tragic events in Russia. Also, seven Marines killed yesterday in Iraq. And, of course, your phone calls so much in this second hour and a bunch of new 9/11 developments. Right now, let's go back to the calls. Mike in Illinois, you were talking about your so-called Christian friends who think Bush is the lesser of two weevils or evils, and they don't understand any Skull and Bones, Bohemian Grove, and that the devil masquerades as an angel of light. But if they just look at the facts, they'd see the evidence. I mean, look at Arnold. As big government and anti-gun, pro-open border, pro-abortion as it gets, but the neocons cheer him and love him. This is how they suck people in.
Absolutely, Alex. And I'm going to tell you something. I was looking at video clips of the convention and watching those Nazis in their black uniforms. And, you know, Alex, when did they develop the Nazi helmet? They took on that Nazi helmet look when? About 20 years ago?
In 1988.
Yeah, and it's just so fitting that it would look like a Nazi helmet, isn't it, Alex? But here's what I want to ask you. You know, when you were out there, Alex, they weren't showing this, but there were tons of, some people I know have relatives that went there and said it was just utter chaos, and the news wasn't showing like it really was.
The news said thousands of protests. Listen, I saw protests 10 blocks long that were five streets wide, covering five different streets. There were just protests going on, dozens of them at any one time, all over the city. It was ultra-massive. The police would provocateur and run over people with mopeds, and then when the people would fight back, they'd just show that on the news. They had provocateurs out setting things on fire, you know, paper mache stuff on fire. Then the police would attack the peaceful crowds, and the anarchists would run off, and the police wouldn't arrest them. They had police out photographing myself and others. I was threatened with arrest three times a day, detained twice. It was a total police state. Thanks for the call. And I'll get into that later in this hour. Let's go to Simon in London. Simon, you're on the air. Welcome. Do we have Simon?
Hi. The Zogby poll, at the suggestion of one of the 9/11 truth activists, they sent round an email, you probably got it in your inbox, and suggesting that lots of us email the results of the Zogby poll to various media organizations. Well, when I did that, I decided it would be interesting just to check the boxes for a reading receipt to see which media organizations would obviously read it. Now, I learned something new in that exercise, and that was that you can actually get a receipt back that says, not read, i.e. your email was specifically not read by the recipient. And the three recipients who specifically did not read the information about the Zogby poll, Alan Combs, the O'Reilly program, and Special at Fox News. I guess this doesn't surprise anybody.
So how many media institutions did you send the email to?
They were just in a list. It was something I did quickly, but it was LA Times, New York Times, Fox News, CNN and others.
But I'll tell you, a week after this poll came out, I haven't seen it in any U.S. newspaper. Zogby, the most respected, just incredible. I mean, 56% of conservatives think there was prior knowledge. Half the people believe the government was involved.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, the subject that I gave for the email, what they would have read in their inbox was my name, and then the subject being New York doesn't believe the government's account of 9/11. I mean, for the listeners who don't approach media companies like I do, and they don't approach their elected representatives like I do, because you have to see for yourself their complete lack of response to understand that it is a rigged game out there.
Well, Simon, stay there. We'll talk to you on the other side. Look, you could forget emailing it to mainstream big TV. Where I'd send it is every local radio station, your pastor, your neighbor, your police chief. So they know that we're the majority, and they're going to be in a smaller and smaller minority, denying the world is round. The world is round. Government is tyranny. The globalists carried out 9/11. We are the majority. We're the normal people. Stay with us.
Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. We're now 8 minutes and 30 seconds into the second hour. Coming up, I want to get more into this Zogby poll and also a new book coming out that details a lot of what we've already covered, but puts it all together in a nice fashion about all the different war games that were going on in the morning of 9/11 that helped NORAD stand down and how Dick Cheney was running all of that. So that is coming up as well. Simon in London, England, though they're in the Enchanted Isles, as they say, you were continuing with some points you were making. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, just that I was saying that it helps to reacquaint yourself with just how rigged the whole game is when you try every once in a while to just demonstrate to yourself that these guys aren't interested, that the game is rigged, and sending these emails out and getting a receipt back saying these emails were specifically not read. Emails talking about the Zogby poll from Fox News, for example, is a good illustration for people. If they want to try it for themselves, check that box for the reading receipt and see who doesn't read your email. See if you get anything back that specifically says your message was not read.
Now, in all fairness, they get, I would imagine, tens of thousands of emails a day and have trouble reading them, but they do have a bunch of interns and workers that do scan that. The real indicator is the mainstream media got this Zogby poll. They watched Zogby very carefully, the most respected polling agency in the U.S., and they totally ignored it. 7 days after this poll came out, there has been no major media report. The Toronto Star reported on a major poll in Canada where 60-plus percent of Canadians believe the U.S. government was involved in 9/11. That's been in the Canadian paper, but not here in the United States. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And since he mentions this, for folks that just joined us, let me go back over just a few paragraphs of this Zogby International poll. This is on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Right now, Zogby International, half of New Yorkers believe U.S. leaders had foreknowledge of impending 9/11 attacks and consciously failed to act. 66% called for new probe of unanswered questions by Congress or New York's Attorney General Elliot Spitzer, new Zogby International poll reveals. This came out 7 days ago. On the eve of the Republican National Convention invoking 9/11 symbols, soundbites, and imagery, half, or 49.3% of New York City residents overall say that some of our leaders knew in advance that attacks were planned on or around September 11, 2001, and that they consciously failed to act, according to the poll conducted by Zogby International. The poll of New York residents was conducted from Tuesday, August 24, through Thursday, August 26, 2004. Overall results have a margin of sampling error of 3.5 plus or minus. The poll is the first of its kind conducted in America. The survey attributes attitudes regarding U.S. government complicity in the 9/11 tragedy. Despite this acute legal and political implications of this accusation, nearly 30% of registered Republicans and 38% of those who describe themselves as very conservative supported the claim of government involvement or prior knowledge. The change found very high support among adults. The charge found very high support among adults under 30, 62.8% believe the government was involved or had prior knowledge. African Americans, 62.5%. Hispanics, 60.1%, Asians, 59.4%, and self-described born-again evangelical Christians, 47.9%, believe the government consciously let it happen. Less than 2 in 5, 36%, believe that the 9/11 Commission had answered all the important questions about what actually happened on September 11th, and 2 out of 3, 66% New Yorkers, and 56.2% overall, called for another full investigation of the still unanswered questions by Congress or Elliot Spitzer's, New York's Attorney General. Self-identified very liberal New Yorkers supported a new inquiry by a margin of 3-1, but so did 53% of very conservative citizens across the state. The call for a deeper probe was especially strong from Hispanics, 75.6%, African Americans, 75.3%, citizens with income from $15,000 to $25,000 a year at 74.3%, women overall, 62%, and evangelicals at 59.9%, calling for another investigation. And it goes on and on and on and on. We'll cover more of it later. Right now, let's go to William in Oregon. William, thanks for holding her on the air.
Alex, I got a couple things. First of all, you were great in New York. I want to thank you on behalf of everybody that appreciates you. C-SPAN, that was a treat to see you on C-SPAN. In terms of the Zogby poll and informing the planet, I think there's a site out there called 911truthout.org, perhaps. Evidently, there's going to be a big meeting on September 11th where a lot of these questions are going to be exposed in New York, and they're going to, you know, hopefully get some more awareness out there. Maybe the media will grab it. Another thing I want to say is I went to a site on Information Clearinghouse called about a DVD that's out called In Plain Sight, P-L-A-N-E. Incredible. Really well done, just like Humphrey's. Very well done. But the thing, the reason why I called you was last week I had a very disturbing thing happen where I live. somebody I know met somebody through the Internet, blah, blah, blah. Make a long story short, I was introduced to this gentleman named Howard. Howard works, and we started talking. I started going off on my little tirade about life and things and the planet. And come to find out, Howard works for Boeing. And that got me going. And then he's in an RFID program with Boeing. Now, mind you, Howard had a little bit of champagne under his gut and taking this for what it's worth. But in talking to Howard, he's very anti-Muslim. He just assumed kill them all. And he's in charge of a program, allegedly. If anybody can help out with any information on this or know anything about the program to back it up, I'd appreciate it. But he wants to go over to Saudi Arabia because the Saudi Arabians are concerned that the population is going to rise up against them and take out their monarchy, their dictatorship, And they want Boeing to come in there and inject as many people as they can, probably the whole population, and have complete takeover of the populace to, you know, keep their monarchy in check. And I was really disturbed by
it. They want Boeing to come in and eject them with what?
With RFIDs. Like, take the whole population of Saudi Arabia. This is what this Howard guy's telling me, and he was dead straight. I mean, I can't help but believe him. And I had to grill him over and over. I go, are you serious? And he had this gleam in his eye. It scared me. I mean, I thought he was like 58 years old and a scientist. He's 47, but he's aged not too well. But anyways, his indication to me was that Boeing, he's part of this project. He's going to be going to Kansas and to Texas and over to Saudi Arabia. That's his flight or his travel plans at this point. I met him through a mutual friend, and I just was livid by the end of the evening. I only could last about 25 minutes with this guy, and I had to get out before I did something.
So he was saying that Boeing is going to administer a forced inoculation program?
Well, correct, for the Saudis. They're going to be contracted out. I looked at him. I said, Howard, are you doing this for the money? He goes, yeah, I'm paid really well, but I'll tell you right now, I want to take out as many Muslims as I can. I mean, I thought I was talking to a KKK guy, but, it's just the same mentality. I've never met anybody up front and personal and close like that. It was like talking to Mengele or Oppenheimer or somebody that was just creating some huge problem for the future of this world. And he was right there.
And he said they're preparing for the monarchy to forcibly inoculate with tracker chips the Saudi Arabian population.
Exactly. And I was just, my computer just went down. I was trying to do an RFID search on human control to find out all the capabilities in RFIDs, and I imagine they're like so many things. It could be innumerable.
I hear you. You ought to write an article about that. You ought to send it to me at tips@infowars.com or to the email address that's on Prison Planet, and we post that. Thanks for the call. Good to hear from you. I appreciate the call, William. Since he mentioned that and a lot of folks are laughing at it, let me just go back. About 6-7 years ago, I started getting government documents about plans to inject the population with tiny RFID tracker chips. Tex Mars in 95 wrote a book called Project Lucid. He got the actual documents. He wrote it in 95. It was published in 96 when nobody even heard of RFID. About 6 months ago, I interviewed the big European distributor for Verichip. Remember that interview? We have a transcript of it on the website. And he said, yeah, the Italian government's about to make all their government people take it. Other governments are about to do it. You're going to have this as the world ID chip. It'll be injected into you. He went on and on. And he said, the chip will prevail. That's like a new slogan. He said, the chip will prevail. Get chipped today. They have these chip trucks that drive around the U.S. now. They have contracts to put them in prisoners. That's from Reuters. And then, 2 months ago, 160, then it was 300, now it's even more. If you want to work at the Justice Department building in Mexico City, you've got to have a chip to get in the building. The door's automatically open. You just got to have it for security. That is forced, folks. Well, if you want to go to work, you got to have the chip. And now they're talking about making police take it in their hands so only their gun works. Well, you don't have to work here. We're not forcing you. Just take the chip. And now they've got this forced inoculation plan that they want to put through here in the U.S. It's in page 76 of the Homeland Security package that passed. They just came out with RFIDs that are spray-on to the skin. And that was on Fox News last night at about 1 in the morning. I saw it. This is the system. And it sounds crazy, it sounds out of control, it sounds unbelievable, but this is the truth. This is the reality. And they really are doing it. I mean, I never thought I'd go to New York City and be told I couldn't videotape anywhere in the city, even with press passes. I never thought there'd be security blimps. I never thought there'd be helicopters everywhere looking through our walls. But this is the new America, this is the new globe. I never thought a guy that said he loved Hitler and loved Kirk Waldheim and hates black people publicly said it could be the governor and be called conservative because he's pro-abortion, anti-gun, anti-border, and to watch Republicans scream like it was the second coming of the Fuhrer in Germany. I mean, just I was there in the hall with Schwarzenegger as the worship began. Intense worship. Intense worship. Universal screaming and yelling and worshiping. This is your new conservatism. More liberal than Bill Clinton, you love it. If you want to call it liberal. So we're here, folks. And after the globalists nuke a city or release smallpox, they're going to forcibly inject every one of us with a chip. And they'll say, well, to leave your house or have a job, you got to have it. And the Christian churches are going to say it's the mark of Jesus. I'm not being sarcastic here. They're already on TV saying it's not bad. Go ahead and take it. And so laugh at me. When it happens, just be ready to say no to it. Or I guess say that it's the mark that, you know, you follow the new world leader who's joined us. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists are using Revelation as a roadmap, a program. We'll be right back.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 psi, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take 5 to 10 minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filter. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. Get the Advanced Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Trudeau. Jerry Guidetti from the ARC Institute just called to tell me their new 100% non-hybrid family seed packages are ready right now. You've heard me rave about the great gardens I've grown from the ARC Institute's heirloom seeds. Tomatoes with real old-time tomato taste. Big sweet onions, bright red and green lettuces, sweet corn, peppers, melons, cukes, beans, peas, pumpkins, popcorn, and so much more. 50 generous seed packets in all for the best-tasting, healthiest garden ever. And there's no need to buy vegetable seeds ever again. These non-hybrid seeds can be saved from your own fruits and veggies year after year for family food security. These days, that's just plain smart. Friends, don't wait. The ARC Institute runs out of these rare seeds every year. Call them today at 800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912. Don't forget to visit arcinstitute.com and read Jerry's food supply updates. It's powerful stuff.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCM Radio Network.
1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. More of your calls coming up. Coming up in the next segment. We'll still go to your calls, but I want to start getting into what happened in New York and spend some time on that. But 2 years ago, on this date, I remember on February 7th, we released Road to Tyranny, and then on in September, early September, September 7th, for some reason that date keeps popping up, we released Masters of Terror, two films, really back-to-back, my two 9/11 films. And in that, we get into the stand-down order of NORAD using several different drills, but one major drill, simulating flying hijacked jets into New York and D.C. landmarks. And we had learned this independently even before it was in the news from our sources. Later, it did come out in the Associated Press. Well, here's the headline today. This is Rupert blows the lid off 9/11 in new book. And I'm glad that he's reporting on this and has even dug up some other stuff. Again, a lot of people have been doing a good job out there of exposing this, but this is a central thing to cover, and I'm glad he's covering it. And in this little write-up, it says, and again, this is very, very important, Ms. Mike Rupert will delineate in his upcoming book, Crossing the Rubicon. And Crossing the Rubicon is where Caesar went ahead and illegally brought his legions into Rome and set up the real dictatorship, which is now happening here with the globalists, Homeland Security and the Patriot Act. As Rupert will delineate in his upcoming book, Crossing the Rubicon, there were at least five training exercises in progress on the morning of 9/11/2001. Each and every one, and any others we may not know of yet, was under the control of Vice President Dick Cheney. Now, that even came out about 2 years ago in ABC News. Dick Cheney was in Site R, there on the Maryland-DC border, from that bunker, and he was in control of NORAD. He was in control of the exercises. That is documented. They've declared national security on those tapes and won't let us know what Dick Cheney was actually doing. Number one, military exercise Northern Vigilance transferred most of the combat-ready interceptors and possibly many AWACS from the northern east into northern Canada and Alaska. This explains in part why there were only eight combat interceptors in the northeast on 9/11. Number two, non-military biowarfare exercise Tripod 2, which, by the way, a few months ago in the 9/11 Commission meetings, Rudolph Giuliani finally admitted to. FEMA arrived in New York City on September 10th, 2001, to set up the command post for FEMA, New York City, and Department of Justice on Manhattan's Pier 29. This shows our masters are loving. They made a strong effort to minimize the required deaths. This was probably forced on them by the CFR nice guys who must occasionally kill innocent people. Number three, war game exercise, Vigilant Guardian. This exercise simulated hijacked planes in the northeast sector. The 9/11 Commission made only mention of this single exercise and lied about its purpose. The commission said its purpose was to intercept Russian bombers. The CIA's own website said it was simulations of hijacked jets or jets gone awry flying into buildings. Number four, war game exercise Vigilant Warrior. This exercise simulated hijacked planes in the northeast sector. War game exercise Northern Guardian. This exercise simulated hijacked planes in the northeast sector. At the time of the real hijacking, there were as many as 22 hijacked aircraft on NORAD's radar screen. Some of these drills were live fly exercises where actual aircraft, likely flown by remote control, were simulating hijacked aircraft. Some of the drills electronically added the hijacked aircraft into the system. All this as the real hijackings began. NORAD could not tell the difference between the 17 bogus blips and the five actual hijacked aircraft blips. Cheney could. It is clear we know almost nothing about how 9/11 was executed. We should know it was an exceedingly high technological operation involving dozens of major projects, each employing large resources. That's from Rents website, from a Kitcom website. And so, very, very interesting, and I was aware of those five exercises, I was aware of four of them, and had written about them and put it, of course, in a film I put out 2 years ago, and also covered it in Police State 3 Total Enslavement that I put out a year ago, and in the new film, American Dictators, that came out a week and a half ago, we also cover that because it is so important. They were running drills of flying hijacked jets into buildings on the morning of 9/11 in the exact same area. That's how NORAD stood down. And Dick Cheney was in control of that. But they will not release details under national security. It is a big, big deal. All right, we'll come back and get into more news and your calls. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Ladies, for healthier, more radiant skin and hair, you need to start flipping it. Do you flip it?
When I first started flipping it, I couldn't believe my eyes.
Once you start flipping it, you'll never stop. The next time you pick up one of your beauty products, flip it over and examine the ingredients. You'll be astonished by what the packaging reveals to you. Many mainstream beauty products are comprised almost entirely of synthetic petrochemicals. For a more natural approach to looking and feeling great, visit naturalskinandhair.com or call their friendly and knowledgeable staff toll-free at 1-866-339-SKIN.
Start flipping it today, because you really can look great without all the synthetic chemicals.
Once you start flipping it, you'll be glad you did. Visit naturalskinandhair.com for more information on natural beauty products. Do you flip it? Call 866-339-SKIN. That's 866-339-SKIN. Or visit naturalskinandhair.com today.
Monday through Friday from 11 to 2, back from 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. We'll get to Johnny and Matt and Wayne and Darren and Jimmy and everybody else here in a few minutes. I want to get into what happened in New York kind of in a chronological order. And there's so much other news I want to cover, but we're getting a bunch of requests to one more time air myself on C-SPAN. We're inside the security perimeter. C-SPAN wouldn't go out where the protesters were at, but I had press passes. They had delegates lined up telling us how great the New World Order is, and so they wouldn't let me speak at first, and I talked to them later, and they went ahead and gave me about 45 seconds. And this is what I had to say right after Cheney got done giving a speech on national television. You can watch the video of this at PrisonPlanet.com. Here it is.
Go back outside of Madison Square Garden for more delegate reaction.
And Susan, of course, the floor is empty, but they're here, and lest we be accused of not hearing all voices, we cut you off a moment ago. This is Alex Jones from Austin, Texas, the radio talk show host.
Yes, sir, with InfoWars.com, both candidates are cousins, they're skull and bones, they're bringing in big government and tyranny. The evidence is clear, the military-industrial complex was intimately involved in 9/11. The commission is a complete fraud, we're losing our freedoms, both parties are controlled, and if we don't wake up and stand up and speak out, this country's going to be destroyed. Giving up liberty only gives us tyranny. It does not give us security, and I hope that everybody out there wakes up to this and realizes that America is America because we have the Bill of Rights and Constitution. Everybody should investigate 9/11 and find out who's really behind it. It's Bush's and the New World Order's Reichstag, and his cousin Kerry isn't going to save you either. Thank you, PrisonPlanet.com.
Alex Jones, okay now.
I love it. Here's what I'm going to do, because I don't want everybody holding forever. I'm going to give each one of you 60 seconds. That'll take 6-7 minutes. And then those have been holding the longest. Then I'm going to get into my trip in New York the rest of the hour. Then I'll come back, get into Russia, what's happening in Iraq, and some of the new police state stuff. But Johnny in Texas, you're up next. Go ahead.
Thanks, Alex. Thanks for everything you do. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
This is from the Associated Press. A new Bushism. We need to do something about these frivolous lawsuits that are running up the cost of your health care and running good docs out of business. We've got an issue in America. Too many good docs are getting out of business. Too many OBGYNs aren't able to practice their love with women all across this country. I've got this posted at mastersofterror.net for those that want to read it. Isn't that something?
When did Lord Bush say that?
This was 2 hours and 47 minutes ago in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, to a crowd of 16,500 people.
All right, my friend. Thanks for the call. Very interesting. Thanks for holding. Hey, Stephanie, that brings up some of the Bushisms a few weeks ago and Kerryisms, where Kerry said we're going to double our terror forces, and Bush says we're doing all we can to attack the American people. Bush said that. Can you play the clip that's got them both back-to-back? I'll take another call, then we'll play that clip. Let's talk to Matt in Texas. Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead, Matt.
Alex, did you see the Dennis Miller show that had George H. Bush on it during the convention?
No, I didn't.
He actually said that Hitler was a wonderful fellow in a lot of ways, and he had a good side. And I have it queued up right now if you want to hear it.
I'm begging you to send me that immediately and put a note in there that you get a free video. I'm begging you to mail me that immediately. Again, their family made their money off the Nazis. They love Arnold, who's a Nazi. Yeah, go ahead and put the phone right up to the microphone.
All right, here it is.
Here it is. Lord Bush. Herbert Walker. Can't hear it. Okay, sir.
Did you hear that?
No, you have to turn the TV way up. You got to put the phone right up to it.
All right.
Couldn't hear any of it. Do you have it queued back up?
Yes. Here it is.
Okay. Go ahead and play it.
Like this. Look, Dennis, you got to be more politically correct. There's a good side to Adolf. He liked dogs. He was a wonderful fellow in a lot of ways. You got to be fair now. Otherwise,
did you hear that?
Yeah, I think Bush Sr. was being sarcastic there.
Yeah, well, what they were talking about was his service during the war, and how, you know, after you get back from the war, you're basically, the stories get out of control, and they were kind of joking that, you know, Dennis was like, yeah, I heard that you shot Hitler in the back of the head or something, and then he went on to say that Hitler was a wonderful fellow in a lot of ways.
Yeah, Bush Sr., no, that was Kennedy, not Hitler, that Bush had a hand in getting rid of Bush Sr.
Right.
No, Bush Sr. was in Japan. Or in the Pacific Theater. He was not in the European Theater.
And that's what he said. He said, yeah, from long distance, shot him in the back.
Oh, from long distance. You know, it's funny. Dennis Miller, this vicious liberal, this big socialist, now is a Bush lover. Just like Zell Miller and the rest of them.
Yeah, it's kind of like They Live where the, you know, you've said this before, where the guys are underground and they're like, oh, it's great that you're on our side now. The one guy that that they used to know, and he's wearing a tux and everything in the underground bunker. And
I hear you. Still mail me that video. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
Go ahead, Stephanie. And did you find those clips? You can't find it in the folder? Well, we just played it a few weeks ago. It didn't get erased, did it? She'll find it, folks. She's good at that. We have hundreds of clips in there. It's the Bushisms clips. Can't miss them. Let's go ahead and go to Wayne. Wayne, where are you calling us from?
Lansing, Kansas, right next to Leavenworth.
Welcome.
Hey, first I'm going to ask a question. I'm going to risk being real stupid. I have not heard you before. Where have you been? Have you been on the same station?
What station are you listening to?
I'm listening to, it looks like, please pardon my stupidity, but it looks like 11-something. I'm near Kansas City.
Yeah, we're on KCXL in Kansas City for about 4 years.
I'm sorry, I have not. I don't know why I picked you up. I'm going to start listening to you today. Here's the deal. All this stuff about the Bush and the royal family and oil and Colin Powell being out there in left field somewhere. What is this relationship? I mean, I think there's a relationship there between Bush and the royal family in Saudi Arabia and Osama bin Laden. True?
We have hundreds of articles mainstream posted on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com in the 9/11 archives. They have been in business with the bin Ladens for at least, 29 years.
Yeah, I mean, I cannot figure out why doesn't somebody get on this force and ride it?
Well, it comes out here and there in the mainstream media, but never becomes the big nightly news item. They flew the bin Ladens out, 161 of them, when all of their air traffic was grounded.
I mean, this to me is treasonous.
The bin Ladens were used to fight the Soviets in the 80s. The bin Ladens were used to attack the Serbs in the late 90s. Senate report by Republicans. In 1918, the bin Ladens became the main British intelligence arm in Saudi Arabia. They've always been servants. That's their job.
What has happened to Colin Powell? You think he just quit?
Colin Powell plays the part of the good cop. He comes out against the war, and on the eve of the war says, I was wrong, I'm for it. Colin Powell is part of the fake left-right paradigm within the State Department on our nightly news. And Colin Powell is related to the Bushes. That's even been in the mainstream media.
They're
all related to the Queen of England. They're related to Kerry. It's all a bloodline.
Wow. Hey, pardon my stupidity for not finding you earlier. I'm going to be going to listen to you every day.
Well, sir, you're not stupid. People need to spread the word in Kansas City, which they've been doing.
Will do.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Let us go ahead now and take one more call, and I got to get to New York, and then we'll get to other calls later. Darren in Colorado, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. A couple things. The first one is Lucent Technologies, before they their stocks dropped, a friend's brother's best friend was helping to package 6 billion digital angels right prior a couple years ago for their stock fell.
Sir, Digital Angel is a product of Applied Digital Solutions based in Florida, and Lucent is Bell Labs, but go ahead.
But anyway, what I wanted to get to also is that I wanted to explain how the Constitution can work against us if you're not careful.
Oh.
It gives us freedom of speech, freedom of assembly, freedom to defend the assembly, in case we think that yours and my loved one's future is being taken away from them. And so it classifies everybody in the government as one entity. And so what that does is it makes it to where the police officer who would be against that assembly could be used, you know, would be sent against him. So it's against him, and he lives maybe 2 or 3 houses down.
I don't understand you.
Well, let me try to make it clear. Okay? When you rise up to challenge authority, it's the police officers, the soldiers who agree with you who would be sent against that assembly, wherever it might form. And so if you'd use the constitutional way of rising up, then if, you know, and somebody actually attacked government unjustly against the, you know, the good and the bad, then it unifies the government.
Okay, I hear you. Thank you for the call, sir. Look, the police swear an oath to protect and defend and uphold the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. They're citizens just like us. They're not separate from us. The government's tried to put that in their heads. When they help carry out unlawful orders and dismantle America, they're destroying their future, their family's future. And a lot of police I talk to in New York individually are against what's happening, but in groupthink, they follow those unlawful orders. Okay? And so it's like saying a German soldier isn't bad. You know, he's just an individual. Well, he is bad when he follows the orders of Hitler. So that's what's happening here. We need people in government to follow their oath. That's why they have an oath. That's why they should know what the Bill of Rights is. It's just that simple. Talking about New York, I've never experienced such patented, classical, textbook, by the book, full-bore martial law. There was no law against videotaping, but I saw them arresting, smashing cameras. It came out on our last day in New York that News 1 in New York got a copy of the memo to the police from before the convention started about how to be mean to independent media, how to identify independent media, how to help mainstream media. And then I experienced that persecution. I experienced that oppression. I experienced that bullying. We got there Saturday night. I went out, went around videotaping all over the town, walked down into a subway, was videotaping. A woman began screaming from behind the ticket counter. Turn that off. That could be a terrorist. Oh, my gosh. Turn it off. I'm calling the police. Oh, you're so evil. Then we get on the subway. We get out at Grand Central Station, start videotaping, have police come over and threaten to arrest us. We have press passes. I say, why are you taping? Because, sir, this place has supposedly been a target, and we're covering how that terror alert that was put out turned out to be 4 years old and was fake. Then we went out onto the street and interviewed cab drivers and citizens. Almost every one of them believed the government was behind 9/11, now mirrored by the Zogby poll. Then we went to bed. We got up the next day and were part of a protest of 300,000 people. Plus, the media said it was a couple thousand, even though there were photos all over the New York papers from up above the building showing five streets wide, 10 blocks long, every street jam-packed with over 300,000 people. Then I got word that up at the head of one of the marches, Michael Moore was up there. We sped in a cab around the five streets that were filled, ran up. When he saw us, he ran into a big old taco place. They had everybody thrown out of the taco place. I put the camera up to the window and videotaped through it way back in the back as he was shoveling food in his mouth. And his bodyguards came up, started shoving me, telling me not to videotape him. I told him it was the First Amendment, back off. One of them shoved me, I bumped right back into him. Then he backed off, just like all tyrants do. So here's Moore, who claims he's out fighting tyranny, and that he's out dealing with tyranny, and that he's out confronting people and chasing them around, and oh look, the elite throws people out of restaurants and has bodyguards. Now he's become what he supposedly hates and has fought against. Then Moore comes out, his bodyguards push everybody out of the way, ram into me. I ram right back into him. I ask him why he didn't talk about NORAD standing down. Why he didn't talk about the drills on 9/11 of hijacked jets. Why his film didn't do that. Then the police came out to protect him, took him down a street that was closed, and he got in a waiting car. Then I went out and talked to some communists and said, well, don't you know that communism was created by the big banks to con the serfs back into slavery? Don't you know Stalin killed 50 million people? And their answer was, too bad Stalin didn't kill you. Then I continued to videotape the blimp following the crowds around. You could always tell where the biggest protest was because the blimp was above it, a Fuji blimp sponsoring the NYPD with NYPD on it, surveilling us. Then I was behind the Madison Square Garden Convention Center, and all of a sudden David Gergen comes walking down the street getting out of a limo, advisor to George Herbert Walker Bush and Bill Clinton. I run up to David Gergen, and I say, hello, sir, will you talk to us? He said, sure. I said, I'm the guy that snuck into Bohemian Grove. In a 96 article in the Washington Times, you said you don't run around in the woods naked like the other members when it was brought up. He said, well, I'm not going to talk about that. And I said, well, I'm the guy that snuck in. He said, how dare you? You trespassed. I'm not going to talk to you. And he got in my face and started cussing at me and poking me with his finger. He's a big old guy. And then I said, well, tell us about the rituals. And he said, none of your bleeping business. And I said, you take part of them. Take part in them. He said, no, I'm not going to talk to you about it. I'm not going to talk about the rituals. So it's a riveting video. It'll be in an upcoming film. And those were the two confrontations that day. And then I went to Central Park and was videotaping a huge protest. Mayor Bloomberg had said no protest allowed there, no First Amendment. He said marching there would be a privilege, the First Amendment now a privilege. They've had protests and demonstrations there for over 100 years in Central Park. Suddenly that wasn't allowed. But tens of thousands of people just ignored the edict. Now we found out why we weren't allowed to protest there, because down the street in Central Park, at, quote, the yacht club on the little lake there, Dick Cheney was having a fundraiser. We're sitting there on the grass cooling off because it was about 95 degrees there in New York, and all of a sudden a woman's behind us taking pictures of us, and it was Candace Bergen, of all people, you know, Murphy Brown. We talked to her about the New World Order. She wouldn't talk about it. That was something interesting that happened. Then I went out into the big crowd, was interviewing people. I talked to hundreds of people there alone who were aware of the New World Order and were listeners of this radio show. Blew me away. Then all of a sudden we saw the communists again, and they wouldn't talk to us. They said, you can only talk to our leader. Then they started putting on their bandanas and stuff and threatening us that they were going to come after us. I stood there and joked and said, in this corner, Alex Jones, in the other corner, scrawny communist. And that went on and on, and then we went out and covered protests that night and confronted other people and got video of people being arrested and provocateurs, and the police rode a bunch of mopeds into a crowd of protesters who had a permitted demonstration by Madison Square Garden. The local news showed them running people over with mopeds and people jumping back up and punching the police back, but on national news, which we got on tape, they just said people randomly attacked the police. So another example of total media distortion. And that's only part of what happened on day one. When we get back, we'll take another call from Jimmy in Texas. I'll plug my videos, so get ready for that number to how to order those. Then we'll come back in the third hour, and I'll tell you about day two, day three, and day four, and then the end, day five. So we'll get into that when we return, and it just, I'm sitting here with so much information, so many news articles, so many things I want to cover, so many documents I want to go over. Oh, this whole Moscow, or whole Russian situation stinks to high heaven. The Zogby poll, where half of New Yorkers think the government carried out 9/11, 60-plus percent think they had prior knowledge and let it happen. Just so much I want to cover, but we've got an hour and 8 minutes left, so please stay with us. PrisonPlanet.tv, folks. You can watch my new film there for 15 cents a day. The new film, American Dictators, at PrisonPlanet.tv. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time, back from 9 to midnight. We're here, my friends. Whole third hour coming up. I will get into Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, what happened in New York, what I witnessed, some of the key things. Putting 2,000 people in a camp, putting tape over their mouths when they were arrested, putting people in handcuffs up to 24 hours, just massive abuse, randomly arresting tourists, children, old people, doctors, lawyers, American Spectator writers, conservative writers. It was just random. And by the grace of God, we were not arrested. We were threatened with arrest three separate times a day. On Tuesday night, we went out on a jet boat around Manhattan, got stopped and had M60 machine guns pointed at us twice. I'll tell you about all of it after we take some calls. I got to get into this Russian news and got a whole stack of stuff here. It's just so much to cover. But before I do that, I do want to encourage every single one of you out there that's listening to get my new film, American Dictators. It gets into the staged election of 2004, Bush and Kerry being cousins, the tale Skull and Bones. We revisit and go back to Bohemian Grove. Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you about that. You want to see this. And then we get into how the police state's unfolding and just all the different facets of what a dictatorship is. So American Dictators, 90 minutes long, 1995, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. There's my two 9/11 films, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny and The Masters of Terror, that frankly cover more than any other 9/11 film out there covers. They're wide-ranging. They cover the entire spectrum. One of the best videos I've seen we also carry by George Humphrey, 9/11, The Great Illusion on VHS and DVD. Need to get that. Comes with a color booklet when you order one. When you order two, you get three free color booklets. So go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order via the Safe Secure Shopping Cart, or call right now to order via the operators at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You're authorized to make copies of my films for nonprofit educational purposes and to make copies and get them out to people. It's having a massive effect. Please keep it up. And if you haven't taken action, please take action now and expose the murdering globalist. Look at the polls. Half of people think the government did it now. Major Zogby poll. We got to push that up higher. We're going to stop them from killing more people. If we don't, they're going to keep doing it. 1-888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let's talk to Jimmy in Texas, then we'll go to break, talk to Ron, Robert, and others. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Alex, first of all, it was great to see you online at the outside the RNC or on the floor of the RNC. That was an awesome 20 seconds.
That was more like 40 seconds.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, a long time ago I called you from my little paper pushing office and it was 7 or 8 years ago. I said, hey, man, I want to get involved, and you actually offered to have me either, you know, keep the camera running or, like, screen a call or something like that. Well, that was then, this and now. This is now. I'd like to meet you.
Let me stop you. We don't screen call, sir.
Okay.
When you called here, what did we ask you?
I just wanted to talk to you and tell you that I'm interested.
No, but I'm being clear here. When you called to come on this show right now, what did we ask you?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all.
Yeah, so I just don't want people thinking I screen calls.
No. I'm sorry. I'm talking about a long time ago, back when you're in your ACTV studio.
Yeah, by screening calls, all we do is ask where you're calling from and what your name is.
Okay.
Sometimes we'll ask what you want to talk about if we have a guest on.
Well, you extended an opportunity for me to get involved that way. That was then. This is now. I sent you an email. I'm not sure that I would get to talk to you today, so and I'm very happy that I am. Just real quick, I work 40 hours a week. I'm a father. I got another one on the way.
Hey, let's stay there. We're going to start the third hour, my friend. So we'll go back to you, Jimmy. I appreciate you holding. And we'll go to everybody else that's holding. 1-800-259-9231. I'll tell you how to get involved. Start your own website. Get your own radio show on the weekend. Get your own access show. We need more leaders, not followers of Alex Jones.